Sound it from the rooftops. We are Drew Garabo Live. My name is Drew Garabo, along with Soul Brother Kevin.
Freedom.
Seth Kushner.
I'm scared.
And lovely, sweet, darling Nikki.
Are we going to get in trouble?
Yes, we are, and I will be the first to fall on my sword for my crew. You see, I will read a directive sent to us by His Holy Emperor John Brennan, who I consider to be a great leader of this organization. I have a tremendous amount of respect for him as a boss.
Always start with a positive.
And I have a lot of admiration for him as a human being, and I consider him a friend. That said, this email reads, by the way, you can watch us on Bone TV at theboneonline.com. We were assured that when Bone TV came along that it would not affect the way we do our radio shows. That was part of the deal. Now, you might argue that it already affected the way we do our radio shows when they jam lights and cameras in our face and we have to start worrying about things that we wear, hair products that we use, because there are wonderful listeners in our chat room who will be more than happy to pick apart the fact that Seth stands while he does the show.
Sorry.
That my facial hair is a mess, that I'm fat, etc. But okay, we'll make the concession. We'll do our show. We'll deal with the cameras because that's what we're supposed to do when we're team players.
They also want us to talk in the chat room while we're doing the radio show,
which isn't distracting in the least, but still, we concede because we see the bigger picture. The Bone makes a lot of money, I suppose, off of this Bone TV adventure, so we keep our complaints to a minimum.
By the way, big show today.
Yes, huge, gigantic show with Ricky Carmichael, motocross legend, in the studio at 3:20, with Libertarian candidate for president Austin Peterson in the studio at 3, and Hard Target playing in the studio at 4 with
Hard
a little bit of a
target.
Twist. Hick Hop, with a little bit of a twist that we have for
and
you.
And don't forget our favorite barista.
Tekla.
Oh, yeah.
Seth's crush and whatever she might be. Okay, here we go. Email from the boss. Hey, guys. And by the way, I don't think I am on this email. I am not. Thank you for handing me this email.
Thanks for exposing me as the rat.
Oh, I didn't say your name.
It's not a rat. It's just, yeah.
Truth teller. You are the Woodward and Bernstein of this Watergate, if you will. Hey, guys. I should have included this in my email about Bone TV, but along with not touching the cameras in studio, it is now no longer an option to open the blinds in studio. Interesting.
They look pretty open right now.
I know a lot of you preferred it that way, but since our Bone TV broadcast is 24/7, the blinds need to remain shut. I've included a rep from each show on this email, as well as board ops who are here during the day on the weekend. Please spread the word and keep the blinds shut. Consequently, the soundboards are beginning to be affected as there is foam falling out of the back of them. It goes without saying that the quality of equipment, such as the soundproofing and Bone TV quality, trumps lighting preferences.
Oh, Jesus.
You know what trumps my lighting preferences? Nothing! 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 I will shout it from the rooftops!
Oh. People of the surrounding area, 4th Street North!
Oh, God, there's John. Okay.
Who's that?
John Brennan.
We should have him come in, right?
These blinds are now and will remain open. Workers unite in the face of corporate oppression. Bone TV has tied our hands, rendered our larynxes unusable, and I am the voice for the common man. The darkened studio is a studio of ineptitude and hatred.
You used to not think that at all. You used to like doing radio in the dark. Oh,
Oh, hey, John.
Hey.
What's happening?
Not much. How are you?
Good. I mean, isn't the natural light in here just, I mean, doesn't it lend itself to a more...
Look at how great he looks on Bone TV.
Oh, you look so skinny on Bone TV with that natural light.
A little bit of a glare. I'm just glad that my email was so eloquently written. I was afraid I had a typo or something. I heard you read it back. I was like, I'm really nervous.
You don't know how I was praying for a typo. I was praying for the wrong affecting or the wrong versus would have, but unfortunately...
Very cautious.
I can't take your grammar or context into question.
Well, it's funny because you guys, I'm pretty sure this is the first time you opened the blinds and it was about a bit of this. So you guys have been dealing pretty well and you guys look great on Bone TV, I just want to say.
Thank you, John. Worth every penny they're paying us.
The issue came on the weekend, if I'm not mistaken. I got a text from Rush giving me a heads up that the blinds were open. Then I came in this morning and It looks like a hamster cage over by Galvin's
Well, he does have a hamster in the studio.
He does, yes. He lives pretty messy. So.
All right. So then we don't get to do this every day. We don't get to have this. I mean, look how gorgeous it is outside.
What if we told you our show is 20% better if we have the blinds open?
I'd ask you to prove it.
That'll be tough to do, but okay.
Yeah, like maybe like a flow chart or something.
It's a little fish tanky.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, talk to Rush. Rush is the one who really need to be, you know, calling out about this.
Bring me Rush Young! Go find him, Nikki! Find Rush!
Jeez. Oh,
because I'm not a, I'm not a TV producer by any means. I just do what the lighting professionals tell me.
Sure, I understand. We're not here to shoot the messenger or anything. Sure.
Oh, here he is. Wyatt, they're just hanging outside today, aren't they?
All right, Rush, get in front of a microphone.
Let's go.
All right.
Thank you, John Brennan.
Thank you, John. Thank you very much. Now, Rush, look how good you look in the, you look less gaunt.
I look
gaunt.
Like a Smurf.
You always look like a Smurf. Look, you look, you look less gaunt. You look beautiful. You look.
Are you
like
saying I look usually look
gaunt? Yes, very much so.
Define gaunt.
I can't. But man, now the dildos in the chat room are saying can't see anything with those blinds open. Screw you,
exactly.
Dildos.
Whose side are you on?
Yeah, you should be on our side. They look fuzzy. I am fuzzy. So you're saying that this is unacceptable, what you're seeing right now on Bone TV?
Yes.
Can we? Is there a happy medium?
Yeah, the blinds closed.
That's not a happy medium. That's a happy all the way.
Oh.
All right, so apparently it was something that happened on the weekend here, and that's why we got the email about the blinds. But
man,
did
can
you
we just
know,
fire all the weekend people?
Did you know that we've had the blinds open a little bit on our show for weeks now?
We've been cheating a little
yes.
bit.
Mm-hmm. You knew that.
I've been getting automated alert emails in my inbox.
Mm-hmm. Every time we open the blinds, you get an email.
Like Wilson.
By the way, Galvin is weighing in. Keep those effing blinds shut. I know you took down my note I posted last year, you dirty so-and-so. I told you, John Brennan.
It really does look like a hamster cage over there. Because all the instant, look at the board's crooked.
We have not gone over on mm-hmm. that side. Since Gio has vacated that seat, we leave it empty every day. It's like when a relative dies and you set a table there, set a place there. We haven't been on that side of this room ever since Gio left. This is the side of the room that we're worried about. Because look at that magnificent photosynthesis is taking place.
Yes, looks the apartments great. Look very nice.
I'm processing chlorophyll right now. It's wonderful. I feel vibrant and enthused, whereas normally it's doom and gloom and Smith's music.
You start work at 2 in the afternoon.
Right.
Can't you get some sun before you come in?
You wouldn't know that it's 2 in the afternoon because when you look outside, it might as well be 2 in the morning.
What?
I don't know. Look, it is beautiful out there.
Yeah, it just doesn't look good on the cameras. You know, the white balance thing and all that technical jargon.
Why does it have to be white balance?
That's what it's called.
I don't want to turn this into a racial issue, but why is it white balance all of a sudden? Maybe there's a little too much white balance here on 102.5 The Bone. Don't be afraid of a little color.
You really
Rush.
Do look like Wilson.
Thank you.
The monitor.
Stand up a little. I would stand, but then I'd be out of the frame of the Bone camera.
We don't want to
affect the way you do your radio show or anything, but don't stand up.
Hey, Rush, can you transfer us to a manager? Is this as high as it goes right now?
Rush is a manager now, dude.
Well, I know, but I wanted to talk to his superior because clearly we're not getting anything done here.
He is his superior. He has no superior in this building.
Hey, Rush, so we could keep the windows open, could Dennis come and white balance the cameras for us?
And no.
It takes like 5
They
minutes.
Don't have that technology?
Wow. No, these are very archaic cameras. They just came with 3,200 Kelvin. Mm. I'm just making that up.
Listener said they're 20% more satisfied with the show today. Hashtag blinds open. Yeah.
Here's your proof.
All right. What if? Let me just
put that in a flow chart.
What if here, okay? All right. Bye-bye, world.
Don't break them.
Oh, no.
Bye, world.
All right. Hold on.
Maybe there's a compromise.
I don't think there is. He's
I
not
think the compromise is us losing.
Yeah.
That already feels better on my eyes.
Okay, now that's better. Is that workable? Because we get a little. Okay, hold on.
Look, all you see behind Drew is a nice tree.
Yeah, little my ADD.
I can't see anything.
Right, you got a little bit of sunlight there.
That's a little bit better. Yeah.
A little bit better or significantly better?
This isn't hurting anything.
That is better.
Right?
Well,
better like this
I like
or
to
like
look
that.
At the traffic on the brakes.
I mean, it's nice to look out at 4th Street and see all those poor schlubs who are stuck in traffic. This works for me because at least we feel like there's a little bit of an outside world and we're not in some cave.
We feel shut off from the world and all we have now is the internet.
Can I have a fiscal quarter to think about it?
Yes,
maybe?
A fiscal quarter.
Yeah, maybe like 6 or 7 months, 8 months, 12
well,
months.
Well, sure, but in the meantime, they stay open.
I'm going to get back to you guys.
You go ahead and do that. I don't want to bring Tim Clark into this, but we know a very high-ranking Cox executive who's very friendly to talent. And I'm not looking to turn this into a bigger deal.
Yeah, Rush used to be one of us, and now he's one of them.
Sellout!
Corporate sellout! Take that stupid Rise Against shirt off, you corporate sellout! You're not punk rock! You're the man!
I get dressed in the dark. I didn't even know what shirt I put
you
on.
You think Tim from Rise Against would approve of your stamping out the rebels?
Uh-huh.
He would not. He's a proletariat like us. He's no bourgeois.
I love you.
I love you back. You know that. Mm-hmm. But I mean, this is okay for now. Look, see that? Look at. Oh, so you can see you're wearing a Rise Against shirt now.
Yeah.
What do you think, dildos in the bone chat room right now? Sound off like you got a pair.
Well, Rusk, is this doable at all? It's okay if it's not.
Hey, it's a Friday right now. We can make it work for Friday.
You know, we have a presidential candidate coming in today, and he requested to see the outside world.
Security.
A libertarian presidential candidate. No, less government interference. The government which governs least governs best.
We're not the government.
You are the government. You're all three branches.
Let's carry him out of here and leave him in the middle of 4th Street and Gandhi.
Get him! This is a rebellion, a revolt, a coup d'etat! All right, thank you, Rush. Thank you. We'll find some happy...
I'll come in and close those on the break.
All right. Well, we got a great show planned today.
I love you.
I love you back, Rush.
What are you not allowed to do at work? Call now.
That's what we thought of, is like, it'd be really funny to talk to the people out there about the stupid things that they're not allowed to do. Like, there are things in people's office right now that make no sense whatsoever, but they're just not allowed to do.
Right.
I want to know what they are. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025.
The chat room's torn.
They are?
First they said, it's too bright. Now they say, leave the blinds up.
Oh, man, I wish we could leave those up. I mean, at least now we know there's an outside world, but that's almost teasing you a little bit. It's like being chained up and going, oh, you can't get out there.
They didn't say anything about this.
Yeah, I know.
It's insane because we were in a meeting with all of the higher-ups, and they said 1% of your audience is watching you on Bone TV, and even fewer in the chat room, but we have to do the whole show towards that 1% of our audience.
I don't think they respect the art.
I don't think they do either. 99% of our audience couldn't give two craps whether there is light or not, but because of these people, these 547... Okay, there's 547 people in the chat room. That's pretty significant. That's higher than usual. Still, for those 547 people in there, there are what? 500,000 people out there in the Tampa Bay greater metropolitan area.
There's a trillion.
Who don't give two craps about whether the light, but we have to augment our show.
Oh no. Dale and the engineers outside.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Two engineers. They're lined up, man.
Oh man.
Hello, caller. Go ahead. Caller?
Hello?
Hey, sir. What's your name?
Hi. My name is Jim.
Jim, what's up, buddy? How are you? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live, now with 90% less light.
Oh, excellent. I live in the dark, so I don't know what to say about that.
Sorry.
In my job, I work for a major pizza corporation, and it says right on the poster that you're allowed to have a goatee, only we're not allowed to have goatees, and it says right in the handbook, and it's a quality of life thing.
It is a quality of life thing. Your goatee, while it may not define you, or maybe it does, I don't know, but your goatee is an expression of your personality, is it not, sir? And it has no bearing on whether or not you can deliver a hot, steaming, and fresh pie.
That's correct. It's evolution. I can't help but grow facial hair.
Exactly. To trim your goatee is to deny evolution and to preach creationism, and that, sir, is a crock of you-know-what. Thank you.
I knew there's a reason why I listen every day. Thank you.
Yes, there is.
You look much better with a goatee, sir.
Certainly not for the content. Speaking of a goatee and a gentleman who looks good in one, hello, Dylan.
Hi, thank you very much.
Thank you for weighing in on this. Now, you've been
the commotion walking through the hallway.
Sorry about the megaphone.
Lots of commotion.
I'm sorry. But you've been in radio a long time.
Yes.
You've dealt with a lot of high-maintenance talent through your years.
Yes.
And you and I have always been kindred spirits. We talk a lot. Yes, I consider us friends.
Absolutely.
We used to do the show with the blinds wide open, and it was a very conducive atmosphere towards feeling free on a beautiful day like today.
It smelled a lot like Hawaiian Tropic in here at that time.
Yes. But then the very people who told us that Bone TV would not affect what we do then told us we can't have the blinds open because of Bone TV.
Okay.
So we opened the blinds. They immediately rushed in.
Rushed in, okay.
And told us to close the blinds. Mm-hmm. We're just looking for a happy compromise. Now, I don't know what type of scumbag, cretin individual is letting their hamsters play on their habit trails over in that.
That's one of the reasons I came in, because I heard there was a pest problem in here. So
We would call Truly Nolan for that at 1-800-GOLD-TRULY. Mention LOD1025 for your discount. But we have nothing at all to do with that area. Since Gio is gone, his space has remained perfectly vacant. So Galvin is clearly throwing cedar chips into the woodwork over there. I don't know what's happening.
It's not cedar chips. It's actually the insulation from the sound paneling.
Okay, so people should leave those damn blinds alone.
That would be the case, yes. That's right. why we had to remove the one from behind you, because there used to be one there that people would mess with.
Oh, yeah.
Opening the correct, you don't see it anymore.
No, I don't.
Because people were opening those blinds up and down and knocking the sound paneling off and creating guess what? A gerbil or a habit trail behind you.
So what I'm hearing is if we were to open these blinds behind me, it would have no effect whatsoever on the insulation that is no longer there from an engineering perspective.
It is a fabric material, so it's still not as great as it is with the sound paneling, which I'm actually probably in the process of removing this panel off today.
Okay.
But the one behind you is okay.
From an engineering perspective.
From an engineering, yes.
So strictly speaking, from an engineering perspective, which one can argue without proficient engineers, the station doesn't even run. So that would pretty much trump a Bone TV perspective.
I could unplug plenty of cables.
Precisely. So we should then allow the word of engineering to supersede the word of Bone TV. And these blinds right here, engineering would not be affected in the least if they remained open.
Engineering would not. Well, if you raise the blinds,
yes.
Now, however, now you are affecting the sound of the station.
The sound?
Yeah, absolutely. Because now you do not have a fabric panel behind you. Now you have a solid glass panel. Now you will get natural reverb within the room, which will affect the sound on the air.
I love that natural reverb.
That will trump any part of Bone TV or anything else.
That really backfired on me.
Yeah, sorry.
Natural reverb's the big thing. I went to a radio convention a couple of years ago, and they were talking about
it. NAE this year, all they could talk about was how beautiful it sounded. Listen to this with natural reverb. Hold on one second. That's with natural reverb.
Ready? Natural reverb,
ready,
yes.
Ready without? Ready without?
I think you're a little biased.
Same
I
conk.
I think you're a little biased.
But it's so thin. That piece of fabric is so thin. It's like we could put a T-shirt up there. Yeah.
It's still a fabric. It's
damn
still.
It.
Yep. Sorry. I got to side with Rush on this one.
Oh, it hurts.
They're all in this together, Garabo.
They are. It's okay. Yeah. You know, as
it's
usual.
A lot of collusion.
All right. Well,
should we talk about drinking by the board?
I don't think that's an issue.
You think?
I've got a cap on my bottle, Dylan.
I see.
Am I by the board?
Yeah, you're not by the board. You're by equipment. See, Bone TV is wonderful for me to see those items.
I was just, this isn't a drink. This
it's
a coffee. It's
you're not drinking air. Yes. Yes. Sorry. Would you like me to continue to talk while you?
Hot coffee.
Yes.
Okay. The drinking issue notwithstanding, my good friend. Thank you, Dylan. You've provided a valuable service.
You're more
than
welcome. Let me remove this.
Sellout. All right, so we lose another battle, Seth.
Yeah, what else is new?
I guess we got to close the reverb curtains. We just can't win for losing.
What it do, my peeps? Welcome to the Drew Garabo Live Hidden Cut of the Day. Enjoy.
Joining us now on the phone, we've been trying to track down this interview for a long time. Seth, take us back to the first day that you and Tekla came into each other's lives.
Well, I was going through the drive-thru at Kawa.
Yes.
And I just know the first couple of times I went through the drive-thru, I was wearing the same St. Petersburg shirt, and she noticed that. So that's kind of how we started talking.
Okay.
I was wearing the same clothes every time I'd go by there.
So she then commented on your St. Pete shirt?
Yeah, I think the second time I was wearing it, she said I liked that shirt, and then she realized that I've been wearing it a lot every time I'd go by there.
And from there, a playful flirtation was born?
If that's your take on things, I just had a great conversation with her every time I'd go through.
Tekla, I'd like to welcome you to the show.
Hi.
Hello, how are you doing today?
I'm great. Hey, Seth, I haven't seen you in a while.
Hey, Tekla, how's everything going?
Finally. Everything's good.
Awesome. Now, Tekla, are you normally very outgoing and friendly to guests, or do you feel like you and Seth kind of had a special spark?
Yeah, I try to be really as nice as I can to everyone. It's harder for some people. But yeah, Seth's just a really awesome guy, and he was always so nice. Him and Evie were always really nice.
Okay.
So I just got along with him really well.
Yeah, what's wrong with that, Garabo?
Oh, hey, no, there's nothing wrong. I'm just trying to paint the accurate picture of what's happening here to see if there was maybe something special about you that Tekla felt particularly drawn to. What made him such a sweetie, Tekla?
He's just a really cool guy.
Cool guy. Cool.
I agree.
I just remember, because it's when you're there at the window, it's rapid fire.
Mm-hmm.
You have to get through people as quickly as possible, and most people, on average, I'd say, are pretty, all right, give me my stuff so I can go, and then it's really, you take notice when people are,
hi, how are you? What's going on? When they treat service industry people with respect.
Sure.
And that's something that I noticed. And when, you know, when I meet people like that, I'm like, I get really excited to see them.
Aww.
It makes my job more fun.
Sure.
Yeah, Garabo.
So now Phoebe would say when first you started being really super nice to Seth, Phoebe kind of felt like maybe she was a second-class citizen, that you would focus most of your attention on Seth.
That's not true, Tekla.
Is that accurate?
Oh, I always try to be really – when I – okay, so at first I didn't know that Seth and Phoebe were together.
Oh.
So when I think the first day I saw them come through together, I was like, wait, are you guys together? And they're like, yeah, yeah. So I was like, that is so exciting. I don't know. I feel like I freaked out. And then I tried to always be super nice to Phoebe as well, because you know, she's super nice and awesome as well.
She really is. But before you knew that they were together, did you maybe think Seth was, you know, kind of cutie?
Oh, geez. Tekla, don't answer those questions. You don't have to answer these stupid questions.
Yes, answer them.
You do.
Yes, of course. Yes.
Of course.
Yeah!
So, I
only wanted the right answer.
So if Phoebe wasn't in the picture,
I can never go back to Kawa now, Drew. What are you doing?
I'm just saying, if him, like nothing.
I haven't seen Seth in like a month or two. I didn't realize.
So you miss him?
So I didn't.
That's what you're. So you're...
I do miss Seth, but I got to see Phoebe a few times since I got.
Oh, nice. Save.
Listen to that. Listen how excited she is. She's like, I do miss Seth, and then I got to see Phoebe a few times.
Oh, my gosh, I'm getting grilled here. I thought this was going to be like a... No, Tekla, tell us about you.
No, we don't care about you. No.
No, Tekla...
You really don't.
Tekla, would you ever hear that we were talking about you? Would people report back to you that we were talking about you on the radio?
Yes, I have heard a few times that people...
Yeah.
That you've been talking about me.
Because...
It's all good.
It is all good because, you know, Seth's a guy who doesn't flirt with anybody, and therefore he gives off a vibe of... being in a very happy relationship, and people don't normally flirt with him. So when you paid him a lot of attention, that was a big deal for him.
Oh, my
and
God.
That is
not true.
I honestly didn't think I was flirting. I don't know.
Can I ask a question here?
You've asked enough, man.
This is a serious question. Now, let's suppose you and Seth had each other's numbers, okay? And Seth texted you, hey, how's your day going? What kind of emoji would you respond with, Tekla?
Probably one of the faces.
But which one?
My favorite? My favorite emoji is the little red dancer girl. So I'd probably respond.
Oh, the dancing lady.
The little dancing lady.
I like the little red dancing, like mumba. Like, she looks like she's doing like a Spanish dance.
You know what? Phoebe loves that emoji too.
Huh. Interesting.
Phoebe and I are two peas in a pod.
You could be. What ethnicity of the dancing lady would you choose? Would you choose white dancing lady, brown dancing lady, or black dancing baby lady?
I'd say brown dancing lady.
Brown dancing lady. Very
like
interesting.
Like a dark brown.
Sure. Tekla, what would you like to, let's get to know you here. What would you like to do with the rest of your life? Like, what's your ultimate goal? What's your career objective?
Oh, wow. Well, I'm in school right now, so I'm in school to be a teacher, and I don't want to be that. I'm finding, like, in Florida.
Okay.
Too much, but you know, like I'd like to move out. I like have a dream of moving out west, and
don't go.
I've lived in Florida my entire life, so I think it would be good for me to get out for a little while. Maybe I'll come back. Who knows?
But yeah,
sure.
Now my plans are a little bit, shall we say, play by ear.
Very good. You're a take life as it comes kind of girl. I don't want to get too deep into your sexual history or anything like that, so I won't.
You're just going to ask about it.
But I will ask a simple, like, let's suppose there was a couple that came into your Kawa frequently and you developed a friendship with them, and let's say...
I know where this is going. I'm like already getting uncomfortable.
Where it's going? I'm asking a question. It's not going anywhere.
No, of course not.
Say there's a couple that comes into your Kawa. The dude likes a triple spro for now and then, and the lady's very nice to you.
Double spro.
Thank you for knowing that.
Oh, correct.
You haven't even been in a while, and she knows your order.
She knows. I mean, she taught me about double spro.
Seth gets a double spro, and Phoebe gets a small vanilla latte.
Well, let's suppose...
See, she's the best.
That she really is. Suppose Tekla, the Kawa lady that we've been talking about a long time, there's a reset for you. Suppose, Tekla, that this couple said, hey, listen, we're having a little party this weekend. why don't you stop on by the house? And you said, great, let me get your number. And then the lady of the relationship said, hey, tonight's our party. Here's my address, dancing lady. And you said, oh, sounds great, dancing lady back. How many people are going to be there? And she said, oh, I don't know, just a couple of friends. It's a real intimate gathering, three dancing ladies. And you were like, sure, I'll be there. And then you show up at the house, and it's just a couple, and there's nobody else there. Would you stay or would you leave?
Oh my God. I would probably stay.
She wants a threesome. Threesome.
Threesome. It would be rude to leave. It would be rude to leave.
She wants the threesome. Let's take it a step further.
Let's not.
That couple, while you're there, just starts doing it right in front of you. Do you stay or do you leave?
No, honestly, knowing me, I'd probably get, I'd uncomfortably, I'd be like, so, you guys need anything? Like, before I leave, you need snacks, a condom, and then I'd probably just see myself out.
Oh, the old give them a condom and run.
Yeah, yep.
That's unfortunate. I don't think a threesome's going to happen, Seth.
That's all right. I am okay with that, Garabo. I just want to be able to go back to Cabo and have it not be awkward. That's all I asked of you today.
No, it's going to be so awkward now, Seth. You should probably never. No, I'm kidding.
What a letdown.
We all miss you.
Yeah.
I've been going there. I just haven't seen you at all.
I know. My schedule changed.
I heard you there once. I went to that Kawa to see if I could scope you out, and I went with my friend Shark, and we sat outside, and I heard you in the drive-thru, and I only knew it was you because Seth told me your particular style, and I heard these people pull up to the drive-thru, and they made their order, and they're like, and you said, oh my God, that's what I get all the time, and you're like engaging them with like what you like to order and how you like to order it, and I thought, that girl right there, that's got to be Tekla. It was you, right?
Oh. Oh my gosh, yeah, probably.
Yeah, you're something special. Well, listen, thank you very much. You're an awesome. Do you have a boyfriend?
No, I don't.
How does a girl like you not have a boyfriend, Tekla?
If I knew, I'd have a boyfriend. I don't know.
All right. Sexual history. When was the last time you were sexually active with a young man?
Oh man.
No comment.
Too much, Nikki? All right, Nikki says that's too much. You say that's too much?
Yeah,
don't
stop. Nikki. That's too much. Right. Let the girl live.
I'm letting her live. I just want to know how much living she's been doing.
You got to leave some for the imagination, right? You can't give it all.
Oh, he's been imagining.
This is my first radio debut. I can't be giving it all away.
That's true.
I'm even wanting more.
Yeah, you got to give us a little bit.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, why buy the cow if the milk is free or whatever? I got you. Tekla, you're awesome. I appreciate you playing along. Thank you for bringing a smile to Seth's face. And we appreciate you. I hope that Seth will break down and go back into the Kawa now to get his double spro, bruh.
I will.
I hope I see him in TV again after this.
You will.
You'll at least see me.
Yes. Not necessarily Phoebe, but you'll see Seth again.
Oh, my God. Okay. Sounds good.
I'm sorry that I lied to you about this interview, what it was going to be about.
What did you tell her?
I told her about Kawa and her energy. Oh. Definitely a little different than that.
It was.
How much energy do you bring to Kawa?
Apparently a lot.
There we go. See, there was everything you said it would be and so much more, Nikki.
Just so you know, I never reported back saying that you wanted to hook up with me or have a threesome at all. I would just come back and tell them the stories about how it interacted with you. And then Drew, he's a big-time pervert, so he came to the conclusion that you were trying to hook up with me, but I knew that wasn't the case.
Okay. True story.
Yeah. True story. Okay, sounds good.
How young of a lady are you?
I am 21. I'm turning 22.
Ah, jeez. Gross. And what's the oldest guy you would date?
I don't know. Older.
Like 46?
Like the oldest guy, 40 is a little bit. Like I hooked up a guy who was 27.
27. Whoa, man.
What's older?
Take him to the blue plate special at Morrison's or something? What do you have to be back in bed by 8:30? 27. Hey, Sonny. Yeah. All right. The disgust with which you said 46 really turned me off. Thank you very much, Tekla. You're an awesome girl. I'm glad you had some fun with us, and you'll definitely see Seth soon.
All right. Sounds good.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Tekla.
Bye.
Love you. She's awesome.
Nikki, can you make sure that everything's okay with her?
Yeah,
I'll text her.
Okay.
Yeah, she was good.
Oh, I'm glad you approve.
I can't believe you're sitting down with your hood on. I wonder what that means.
He's nervous.
Yeah. Isn't it ironic that he stands when he's not nervous and he sits when he is?
How do you know my sitting habits? I rarely sit on the show.
I read what people are saying in the Bone chat room. They're the ones who monitor it, not me. I've been dealing with it for so long, I'm numb to it.
I wish you could see his legs.
Why? What's he doing?
They're like shaking.
Aww.
Love, exciting and new.
What did she say? She's 21?
Yeah, she's turning 22. She's in college.
How old did you think she was?
Maybe like 24, 25. I didn't think she was old at all.
Yeah.
27, though, like... You guys are almost there.
Yeah.
Almost
I dated an older guy. He was 27.
Were you trying to hook up with her or were you trying to have me hook up with her?
No, you. Not me. I don't care. I mean, like, I got my own problems.